present Kipling in Love. 8 plays based on short stories by Rudyard Kipling, dramatized by Ed Thompson. Teresa Gallagher plays Dinah, Jack Clough Mulvaney, Steve Hodson Leroy, and Terry John Authoress in The Courting of Dinah Shand. India, 1880.
Troops, by the wisdom of the government of India, turned loose over a few thousand square miles to practice in peace what they would never attempt in war. All day, I followed at the heels of the southern artillery. Twilight. A bank of deep, deep sand has ground us to a halt.
You there! Hold the horses steady! Keep those lines taut! Fall again on three! One! Two!
Who the hell are you?
Private Mulvaney, sir. Come to take these guns.
Where on earth did you...
Where are the police, sir?
That we are, son. Three companies of us. Stand aside and let's have your guns. Thank you very much.
We've got them, Terence, and not a shot fired in
Right you are, Stanley. Major Reynolds, sir. Two men at the head of every gun horse, sir. They're ours, sir.
Good work, Mulvaney. How's that, umpire?
A flying column of northern horse and British troops had outflanked us and cut us off from our transport reserve. A pretty manoeuvre neatly carried out.
Your flanks are unprotected for 2 miles. I think we've broken the back of this division.
I will report to the nearest umpire.
We'll bivouac here tonight. Pass the word, Mulvaney.
Sir.
Easy now. That's it. How's that now? Isn't that better, eh?
James, will you look who's here, Stanley?
Hello, sir. We thought we'd find you somewhere here.
Hello, Authoress. How goes it, Mulvaney?
Sure, didn't we carry the day?
Is there anything of yours in the transport? Stanley will fetch it out.
Yes, pack mule yonder.
Oh, this fine beast?
That's it.
A fine beast. And well, Lee.
Medicaments and the like, you know.
Aye, I know. We're here to protect you, sir. If the brutal and licentious soldiery of these parts catch a sight of it, they'll loot everything. Being fed as they have been on iron filings and dog biscuits. Glory, you know, is poor compensation for bellyache. Stanley will look here.
Beer. Sausage. Bread.
Soft bread, too. Now, that's a curiosity.
Soap in a tin.
And whiskey, by the smell of it. And fowls. Mother of Moses, you take to the field like a confectioner. This is scandalous.
All right, here's the officer. Oh, quick, Mulvaney. Put these things in your haversack. Here's a bottle for you. Oh,
thank you, sir.
What have we here? Oh, goodness me. A veritable groaning board. Requisition for the Queen's service.
Don't mention it.
I mustn't pout, old man. I'm not one of your special correspondent bashers. I've always said you're the soldier's best friends. Come and take potluck with us tonight, Mr. Correspondent. You there, Private. Let's have this mule. Now look sharp.
And so my commissariat melted away to appear later at the mess table. A waterproof sheet spread on the ground.
A little more stuffing with that there liver wing, sweet my man.
The boys are in good temper.
They'll be singing presently.
Well, a night like this is enough to keep them happy. Just look up aloft there. Did you ever write of the wonderful Indian stars in your dispatches, Mr. Special Correspondent?
Can't say I do.
Look at them. Look at the perspective. Draws the eye through the void right up to the doors of heaven itself.
Hark at him. He'll be writing poems next.
Drink up and shut up.
Today, not one of those who appropriated my tuck and lounged around that waterproof sheet remains. They went to battles without umpires. Burma, Sudan, fever and fright took them in their time. I drifted across to the men's fires in search of Mulvaney.
Ah, it's you, sir.
Welcome.
Thanks, Terence.
How's Twitchy, sir? How did you happen to be on the losing side this day when we captured you?
Well, the Army of the South is winning all along the line.
That line's the hangman's rope, saving your presence. You'll learn tomorrow how we retreat to draw them on. That's what a woman does. By the same token, we'll be attacked before the dawn, and it'd be better not to tip your boats.
Thought as much.
What's the problem, Jed? Just
Right on me heel and all. Just break it out, little man, will you?
He got me trusty little housewife right here. Now then, let's have a look. Gold, Elvis. Don't talk about plates of meat. Size 13.
Just get on with it, lad.
Well, I don't know if my needle's sharp enough for this tough old hide. Let's just try it out on your leg here.
Oh, get off, you little varmint.
And then, Jack, boys, what are you doing?
Come here, you son. Well, I kick you properly.
Well, you look at that. The little man's got the devilment of a boy of 10. When'll he ever grow up?
For the first time, he's made to pay for his mischief, I suppose. For a cockney, he's got the luck of the Irish.
Aye. Ah, God, will you listen to that? Takes you back. Did you ever have unending devilment and nothing to pay for it in your life, sir?
Never without having to pay.
That's true. For all we take, we must pay. But the price is cruel high.
What's the trouble, Terence?
Sir, you know what I am now. I know what I meant to be at the beginning of my service. And what am I? Oh, Mary, Mother of Heaven, an old, drunken, untrustable beast of a private, no nearer promotion. Living on and keeping clear of clink, not by my own good conduct, but by the kindness of some officer boy young enough to be son to me. Oh, 'tis only old Mulvaney. Good cause the regiment has to know me for the best soldier in it. Better cause I have to know myself as the worst man. I'd be good to me, for I have stood some trouble.
You're the best man in the regiment. Lie down and go to sleep. What force will they turn out to? Guns, do you think?
Try that with your lords and ladies, twisting and turning the talk, though you mean it well. You could say nothing to hurt me. And yet you never knew what cause I had to be what I am.
Very well. Begin at the beginning and go on to the end. Oh, but here. Rake up the fire first.
Have you ever fallen in love, sir? Then I will assume you have not. I did. In the days of my youth, I could play with four women at once, and each know nothing of the other three. There came a time when I took thought to my regimental work. Says I to myself, Terence, you're a great man and the best set up in the regiment. Go and get promotion. Says myself to I, will that fill these two strong arms of yours, Terence? Go to the devil, says I to myself. Go to the married lines, says myself to I. Tis the same thing, says I to myself.
Good day to you, ma'am.
Oh, good day to you, Terence. You're quite the regular in these parts nowadays.
Well, if I'm to speak to your old man, my chap, and these must come over to the married quarters, don't you know?
Ah, sure, don't stand there on the doorstep, gossiping like a woman. Come in.
Will you take a cup of tea?
Aye, will that, though. Tea is not my diversion.
It would be better for you if it were.
Oh, you're comfortable here, Sergeant.
Tis the wife that did it all, boy.
Give over with the compliments. I can see through you, you know.
Hey, what you talking about, woman?
You're getting no money from me to go off with your pal, drinking. Our Dinah.
Yes, Ma.
Never mind. Yes, Ma. Come here to me when I calls you. Here I am.
And there she was. Her sleeves rolled up to the elbow and her hair in a winking glory over her forehead.
Oh, hello.
Hello there.
I didn't know we had company. Get along with you and fill the kettle, girl.
Mother of heaven, Sergeant. That's your daughter.
Well, I've believed that way for 18 years, but Mrs. Shad has her own opinion, like every woman.
It's with yours this time, for a miracle.
Why, in the name of fortune, did I never see her before?
Because you've been traipsing around with married women these 3 years past.
Dinah was a bit of a child till last year. She shot up with the spring.
I'll traipse no more, begot.
Do you mean that?
Try me and see.
With that, off I went with a straight back as if I was on parade, for well I knew Dinah Shad's eyes were on me from the scullery window. Then I kept off canteen and hung about the married quarters on the chance of seeing her, my heart going like a farrier's forge on a Saturday morning.
Good day to you, Miss Dinah.
Good day to you, sir.
This was the way of it for 3 weeks. Never making headway except through the eyes, and devil a bit farther could I get because of the respect I had to that girl. Then one day I was admonishing a wee drummer boy with the buckle of me belt for rioting all over the place when he grins up into me face.
Not the only one that doesn't keep to the barracks.
What's that?
You what?
You go out with us, I'll break every bone in your body.
Speak to Dempsey.
Dempsey of the Bobtail Dragoons.
You've seen her only 4 times this fortnight.
Child, your tongue's stronger than your body. Go to your quarters. I'm sorry I dressed you down.
A word with you, Dempsey.
Yes?
You've walked with Dinah Shad 4 times this fortnight gone.
What's that to you? I'll walk 40 times more, and 40 on top of that. You shovel-footed, clod-breaking bot! Right up! Well, that contents you.
Content? For your own sake, man.
Take up your spurs and peel your jacket. It's only the beginning of the overture, begone!
Sure, it was no fair fight. I wasn't just mad on account of the cut he put on my cheek. I was fighting for Dinah Shad.
Go! Stand up, man, and let me get it, Joe! Stand up, or I'll kick your head into your chest! My collarbone is broken. Help me back to my lines. I'll walk with her no more.
So I helped him back. Next day I had a cheek on me like all the regimental tailor's samples there was, and the news was all round both barracks. When I met Dinah Shad, there was no good morning, sir, or aught else.
What have I done, Miss Shad, that you should not pass the time of day?
You have killed Rough Rider Dempsey.
I have. Must be a friend of yours that saw you home 4 times in the fortnight.
Yes. What's that to you?
Ask Dempsey.
Did you fight for me then, you silly man?
Who else?
I wasn't worth it.
That's for me to say. Shall I say it?
Yes.
And at that I explained myself. And she told me what every man that is a man hears once in his life. I kissed her on the tip of her nose and under the eye. And the girl that lets the kiss come tumble-wise like that has never been kissed before. Take note of that, sir. And then we went hand in hand toward Ma Shad like 2 children.
Well, Terence Mulvaney, this is no bad thing, I'm thinking. What do you say, Pa?
Hmm?
If you can take that filthy old pipe out of your mouth for 2 seconds together.
No bad thing. I...
Oh, I need to cry.
That night I took maybe 3 pints. Not enough to turn the hair of a man in his natural senses. But I was more than half drunk with pure joy, and that canteen beer was so much whiskey to me. So, I can't tell how it came about, because the breath of Dinah's kiss was not gone from my mouth, but I fetch up talking to red-haired Judy Sheehy, daughter of the canteen sergeant.
And what are you holding your head so high for, Terence Mulvaney? Will you come inside and try a cup of tea?
Sure, and I don't mind if I do.
Mother's at the canteen. You don't mind, eh?
Why should I mind?
Oh, sure. Why, indeed. Here, let me set out a mug for you. Look at you, starting back like a nervous young fool. Is it afraid you are of a girl alone?
I'm not sure. Sure, and why should I be?
That rests with the girl.
Then let her let it rest.
And how do you like the tea?
Not quite sweet enough for my taste. Put your little finger in the cup, Judy. It'll make it nectar.
What's nectar when it's at home?
Something very sweet.
Go on with you, Terence. You're a big flirt.
Am I so or not?
Then you're a cruel, handsome man. And that's worse.
You know your own mind.
It would be better for me if I did not.
There's a deal to be said on both sides of that.
Say your own part of it, then. Terence, darling. So by God, I'm thinking that I've said too much. Or too little for an honest girl.
Oh, the mean scot that I was. How does it come about, sir? When a man has put the come hither on one woman, he's sure bound to put it on another. It's just the same as with the musketry. One day, every shot goes wide, and the next, you can't get off the bullseye for 10 shots running.
That only happens to a man who's had a good deal of experience. He does it without thinking.
Thank you for the compliment, sir. It may be so, though I doubt you mean it as a compliment. Anyways, what I was thinking of, I cannot say. Presently, quiet as a cat, and velvet drunk, in comes out Ma Sheehy.
Terence and Frost, Mother.
Then you're a well-matched pair, for he's the biggest rogue that ever spent the Queen's shoe leather.
I'm off, Judy. You shouldn't talk nonsense to your mother. Get her to bed, girl.
Nonsense? It'll be the most nonsensical nonsense for you, you grinning badger, if nonsense it is. Get clear now. I'm going to bed.
I knew I'd brought it all on myself. So to the canteen I turned for to get drunk. And on the way ran against Colour Sergeant Lascelles V Company. A hard, hard man with a torment of a wife.
You've been trapped.
What'll I do?
Whatever you said or didn't say, eat it all. Lie like the father of all lies, but come out of it free from duty. Never mind if Dinah gives you the go, you deserved it. Never mind if the whole regiment laughs you all day, every day. Get shut up, Judy and her mother. We can't drag you to church, but if they do, they'll drag you to hell.
Oh, well, here comes your man, looking as though he's dropped half a crown and found 6 pence.
At this time of the morning, bring me still with his mucky apron.
Never mind, girl. Bessie knows what he's getting. Start as you mean to go on. Come in, come in.
Morning to you.
Be God, man, cheer up. You'll soon be dead.
Hush, Ma. Well, here I am, still damp from the scullery. But nothing a kiss won't mend.
Ah, Dinah.
What is it, Terence? Why, Big hulking thing, you're all of a tremble.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, who's that now? Oh, well, well, will you look? It's that owl witch, Sheehy, and our whore of a daughter.
Quiet now, Ma. Oh. Will you not step in?
Come on, Ma.
Oh, I'm pressed for time today. I've only come for Terence, my promised man. It's strange to find him here the day after the day. Terence? What's she talking about?
There was some nonsense last night at the Sheehy's quarters, and Judy's carrying on the joke, darling.
At the Sheehy quarters? He was there from 9 till 10, Dinah Shad, and the better half that time I was sitting on his knee. Terence, darling, it's time for you to be coming home.
You left me at 8:30, and I never thought that you'd leave me for Judy. Promises or no promises. Go back with her. You that have to be fetched by a girl, I'm done with you. Dinah, my old girl, wait. Will you wait for the love of Mary?
Judy Sheehy, I never promised you words or lines.
You lie.
I do not.
You do, and may it choke you where you stand.
As though it chokes me, I'll not change. Go home, Judy.
Terence, darling, come on.
Go home, I say. Shame on you dragging your mother out. Bareheaded on an errand like this.
You promised?
I promised you nothing. The only person I gave my word to yesterday was Dinah Shad. Don't try to hold me, for I won't be held.
And I wish you joy of the perjury. If you manage your men as you manage your lovemaking, small wonder that they call you the worst corporal in the company. Come away, mother.
Wait up, girl. Do you hold by that big man?
Though Dinah throw me over 20 times, I hold to it. I have no truck with you and yours. Take your child home, shameless woman!
Shameless? Me? Then what are you, you lying, scheming, weak-kneed, dirty-souled son of a tinker? Double portion of my shame be on you, Terence Mulvaney, that think yourself so strong. By Mary and the saints, by blood and water, and by every sorrow that came into the world since the beginning, the black night fall on you and yours, so that you may never be free from pen for another when it's not your own. May you see the better and follow the worse as long as there's breath in your body. And may you die in a strange land watching your death before it takes you and unable to stir hand or foot.
Dinah, will you not listen to me?
Leave me, Mother.
Give me your hand, sir. Marshy, look now, the half of all you call down on him I'll take. And more too, if I can. Go home, you silly talking woman. Go home and confess.
Come away. It was none of Terence's fault. For the love of Mary, stop the talking.
You'll take the half of that man's load, will you? Stand off from him, Dinah Shad, before he takes you down too. You that look to be a quartermaster's wife in 5 years. You look too high, child. But a private's wife you shall be to the end. The pain of bearing you shall know, but never the pleasure of giving the breast. And you shall put away a man-child into the common ground with never a priest to say a prayer over him. Will that please you, Dinah Shad, that won't be seen talking to my daughter? You shall talk to worse than Judy before all's over. And you shall cover it all up with a smiling face when your heart's bursting. Stand off of him, Dinah Shad, for I'll put the black curse of Sheila upon him. And his own mouth shall make it good.
Oh, Jesus, has she killed herself?
She's drunk as all, as usual, and mad with her cursing tongue.
But she has voice still coming out of her mouth.
Here, give her this water.
Come on, Ma. Come on. Don't die on me.
Oh. Is it you, Judy?
Oh, thank Christ. Are you all right, Ma?
Have I been talking out?
Oh, sure, but you didn't mean nothing, did you?
I'm old and forlorn and... Tis like I say a deal more than I mean.
Oh, can you stand, Ma? Come on now. Up with you.
And when you're able to walk, go. This house has no place for the likes of you that have cursed my daughter.
Ah, hard words break no bones. And Dinah Shad will keep the love of her husband till my bones are green corn. Julie, darling, I misremember what I came here for.
Oh.
Oh. Can you lend me the bottom of a teacup of tea, Mrs. Shad?
Oh, Ma, never mind. Never mind.
They went off. Judy bawling her eyes out. And Dinah and me. In 10 minutes, we'd forgot it all.
Then why do you remember it now?
Is it likely I'd forget? Every word that wicked old woman spoke held true in my life afterwards. And I could have stood it all. Stood it all. Except when my little Shad was born. That was on the line of march, 3 months after their regiment was taken with cholera. We were between Umballa and Kelka then, and I was on picket. When I come off duty, the women showed me the child. Annette turned on its side and died as I looked. We buried him on the road. And Father Victor was days march behind with the heavy baggage, so the company captain read a prayer. And since then, I've been a childless man, and no one else that Mother She put upon me and Dinah Shad. What do you think, sir?
Throw it all three!
Here, boy, where you been?
Miss me, have you? Chaffin all three.
Field Marshal all three.
Yeah, you better the bottle. Come in at your own company and sing us.
Don't crumple me just shut.
There you are, little man.
Oh, excuse me, just remember the previous engagement.
Oh, no, you don't.
Well, old Jack.
Come on, it's time, or Jack will throw you in the fire.
Aye, I will that and all.
Don't be shy, Stanley.
Put me down, you daft kid. You get up here. Up here on my shoulders like a bairn and give us a song. Go on, sing your blooming hummingbird.
Very well, very well. And seeing as I'm up here, I'll keep time on your nether, Jack Leroy.
Oh, I went into a public house to get a pint of beer. The publican, he up and says, we serve no red coats here. The girls behind the bar, they laughed and giggled fit to die. Well, I hastened to the streets again, and to myself, says I, well, it's Tommy this and Tommy that, and Tommy go away. But it's thank you, Mr. Atkins, when the band begins to play. When the band begins to play, me boys, the band begins to play. It's thank you, Mr. Atkins, when the band begins to play.
When I woke in the morning, I saw Mulvaney, the night dew gemming his moustache, leaning on his rifle at picket, lonely as Prometheus on his rock, with I know not what vultures tearing his liver.
In The Courting of Dinah Shad by Rudyard Kipling, Teresa Gallagher played Dinah, Jack Claff, Mulvaney, Terry John, Authoress, and Steve Hodgson, Leroy. Barry J. Gordon played Shad, Marcella Reardon, Ma Shad, Kathy Sarah, Judy She, Elaine Claxton, Ma She, Alex Jennings, Garrison, John Evarts, the reporter, Dominic Letts, Dempsey, Lyndon Gregory, Reynolds, Michael Troughton, Watson, and Gareth Armstrong, Lascelles. Other parts were played by Tom Bevan, Peter Kenny, and Colin Thomas. Original music was composed and played by Trevor Allen Davis. The Courting of Dinah Shad was dramatized by Ed Thomason and directed by Adrian Beam.